Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry Police Chief Eric Bond. Chief, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me in.
So first of all, we wanted to talk about a big issue going around throughout the state. It's at every level of law enforcement. That is texting while driving. It's a primary offense now, so people can be pulled over just for that. But it's not the easiest thing to find, correct?
Yeah, it's a little harder when the officers are in the car. People tend to hide it a little bit more. I know we see a lot of it when we're out in our personal vehicles. At least I do see people on their phone and stuff. We were just having a discussion this morning with my supervisors, and I think that's really an issue that we need to start addressing a little bit more. And we were thinking about some different ways to kind of address that issue and how we could maybe put together a time where we can go out and enforce it kind of with multiple officers so we can identify the offenders and get them stopped. We're kind of hoping to work in kind of a team effort, have one officer identifying those that are in violation, then have another officer out stopping them. Right now, we just have the officers that are out on patrol, you know, having to identify somebody and stop them. And like I said, when most people see, you know, a vehicle coming, they'll put down their phone below eye level so the officer can't see it. So hopefully working in pairs, we may be able to identify those violators a little bit more. You know, even when we're out driving, you're going to have to observe that person for a period of seconds to know that they're actually using it. You know, we don't have a hands-free law like some other states do. So you have to kind of identify that they are using it for texting or viewing a video or doing whatever, and they're not just using it to dial a number to make a phone call or something like that.
All right. Now, speaking of newer laws, with the use of fireworks being legalized in the state of Iowa, Perry has a fireworks ordinance. How do you feel like it went this year enforcing that ordinance for the city?
With a lot of cooperation with the citizens and stuff, I think things were better this year than they had been. The officers that were in the park on the 4th of July, where I tend to get worried about, you know, the fireworks being used, they said it was better than it had in the past. They did address a few issues there, though, and cite a few people for violations for using fireworks in the park. And they also cited a few people outside the park. But the officers that were down there said it was probably the quietest they've heard in some time. So that gives me a little hope. On a personal level, from what I heard during the night, of course, you got the air conditioner going at this time of year, but it didn't seem like we had the fireworks starting as early as we did last year. It was more right around the 3rd and the 4th and kind of in a little more in line with what our ordinance was. So that made me happy. I think we cited 9 people for violations, and I think we had about 27 or so complaints from citizens. So those 9 citations don't count those complaints, but we had noise complaints. Not all of them ended up in a citation.
Okay. Did you find it easier this year to catch people, or was it just kind of the luck of the draw to get those 9?
Well, I think it was just more of our philosophy towards enforcement this year. I really stressed to the officers that if they were able to cite someone, we wanted that done. The city council really wanted that done so we could kind of make it safe and enjoyable holiday season for everybody, you know. So we really want to narrow that window that they could use the fireworks. So I think a lot of compliance. We put out some good information. Next year, I'm hoping to maybe get ahead of it even more if this is the ordinance that we're going to keep and get some signs up for the park so people know right away coming in that, hey, put them away, don't bring them in.
Now, moving on to other things related to the police department, you reported recently that the city of Perry has seen an influx of stolen bikes. What can you tell me about this situation?
Yeah. Well, of course, it's summertime, so we're out riding our bikes a lot more. But yeah, we've had a number of bikes that have just come up missing here recently. So, you know, we want to encourage everyone, if you're going someplace, you know, make sure you lock up your bike at the rec center, at the library, that type of thing. If you're coming back home from a day of riding, make sure you put that bike away if you can in your garage or in your home, or lock it up if you have a place outside to do so. It's just kind of the season, I guess. There's more people out and about, more people are out riding their bikes. So, you know, those bike thefts are going to come up, and we're trying to address those and identify those people.
All right. And then sticking with a bike theme, obviously you mentioned that a lot more people are out on their bikes at this time of year. So what can you tell me about just being safe, whether you're the bicyclist or the motorist when it comes to this time of the year?
Yeah. Well, this time of year, especially right before Ragbrice coming up, we have a lot of people that are out trying to get some miles in to, you know, build up some stamina before they start Ragbrice. So I've seen a lot of people on the trails here recently. You know, as motorists, we need to make sure that we're watching out for those people, especially at the intersections obviously at First and Willis is one of our big areas. You know, they have lights. We have a nice crosswalk there. Probably where we need to watch for it the most is probably on 141. Although there's stop signs and that type of thing, we have increased speeds from our motorists. So we need to keep an extra watch in those areas for those kids. You know, on the streets themselves, like I said, we have so many people out on their bicycles in town, you know, whether they're just used for transportation or fun for the kids. We need to watch out for those, especially the young ones who don't really always follow the rules. Maybe they don't stop when they cross the street or not looking when they come out of the driveway. So we just need to be a little more watchful of those kids.
Absolutely. And you mentioned the rules. So just remind everyone about the rules that bicyclists have to follow when they're out on the roads.
Yeah. Basically, if they're on a road, a city street, they need to follow the same rules as a motorist would. So they need to stop at stop signs. They need to make sure that they're signaling to the right or the left, whichever way they're going to turn. Before they come out onto the road from the street, they need to stop and make sure it's safe too. Or if they're crossing in an intersection, what I see a lot of kids is just zooming right across those intersections. You know, we're always taught to kind of look both ways, but sometimes the bicyclists, especially the young kids, forget to do that. So we really need to be mindful of that.
Absolutely. Well, one last thing I wanted to ask you about today is with the heat continuing to rise, we're in the middle of July here. There's a safety hazard that sometimes people may not think about. That's leaving kids in hot cars.
Yeah, it's a big concern of ours, you know, at this time of year or any time really. It gets above about 70, 75 degrees. It couldn't be an issue when you start leaving either a dog or a child in a vehicle for an extended period of time with no air circulation or anything like that. We really need to be cautious of that. You know, some of the tips I've heard now is if you put your child in the back seat, maybe in a car seat, maybe put your purse, maybe put your cell phone back there so you're not texting and driving. But so you remember, you know, that you have your child back there also. If you do accidentally lock your keys in your car with your child in there, we will come out in those emergency situations and help you unlock your vehicle. But a lot of people think, hey, I'll just lock it up. It'll be just a couple minutes. I'll leave the air on, whatever. That's still dangerous because your car could overheat. And we had a fire from a vehicle that was parked. So things like that, this heat can cause issues with your car mechanically. And an accident like that could happen. Or your car could just overheat and shut off. Before you know it, those temperatures inside the car could get very dangerous.
Absolutely. If you see a child or an animal in a car and you're like walking by at the grocery store or something like that, what should you do as a bystander?
Best thing to do is give us a call and we'll come out and see if we can't get the vehicle open or locate the owner so we can get the vehicle open and make sure that that child or that animal is safe.
All right. Well, Perry Police Chief Eric Vaughn, anything else that you would like to let our listeners know about today?
I guess it's summertime. It's the middle of summer. You know, it's very warm out. Make sure you're keeping hydrated, whether you're out for a walk or exercising or out on the bike paths. Make sure you keep hydrated. Get some sunscreen on. Stay safe.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it as always.
All right. Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Perry Police Chief Eric Vaughn. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.